Thank you for joining us today.
This is Donna Adinolfi with BestAllInclusive.com, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Ceci Serrato, Vice President of Public Relations for Palace Resorts. Hey, Ceci, thank you for doing this with us today.
Hey, Donna, so great to hear from you, and thank you for having me. Really excited to be on here and chat a little bit about what we have going on.
Yeah, I'm super excited. So I know that Palace just recently announced a number of wedding inspirations, and with the year we're having with so many people putting off their wedding, I thought this would be a good time to talk about it. So can you just share a little bit more about the wedding inspirations at Palace and LeBlanc?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, we in previous times we had different wedding collections, right? And what we tried to do this time around is completely veer away from the collection idea that you have to pick one thing or the other. And I think that that's really what sets us apart from any many other all-inclusives when it comes to the wedding selection process, is that you can pretty much design the wedding of your dreams based on whatever it is, your style, the different things that you like. And there is no one size fits all, right? So that's why we call them inspirations instead of collections, because basically these are just inspirations that can help guide brides if they're really unsure which direction they want to go in terms of decor and look and feel. But for the most part, everything is completely customizable. So for both LeBlanc and Palace Resorts, you know, we really wanted to make sure that we zeroed in on what's authentic to the region, what LeBlanc represents, which is pretty, it's very classic, it's very free-flowing. So those are the kinds of inspirations that you're going to find at LeBlanc, you know, a very white, pure, kind of elegant, that, and that's what you feel when you walk into LeBlanc. Everything is white, everything is clean, everything is modern, and you kind of get that feel. And those are the different options that we have at LeBlanc. And then in terms of Palace Resorts, you know, each property that you visit has its own character, right? So if you're planning on a wedding for in Jamaica, we're going to look at the island vibes. We're going to look at what Jamaica itself stands for, you know, palm trees, seasonal tropical flowers and things like that. And then when you go to Mexico, we really wanted to make sure that the local culture was very present. So we have things in terms of when it comes like divine, what do you think of Mexico? You think of like the bohemian vibes, specifically in Tulum, Riviera Maya. So it's kind of the inspiration behind these new collections, which, like I said, are not necessarily collections, they're just inspirations to help guide brides. It's really a canvas of decor that they have to work with.
You have so many also. I just love all the different descriptions. Like you mentioned the divine and the pure paradise and LeBlanc, one of my favorite resorts. I've only been to Cancun. Hopefully I'll get to Cabo one of these days. So just to let our listeners know, I'll list all of the options, all of the inspirations on the post with this recording. Thanks, Ceci. Thanks for going over that. So can you tell me a little bit more about Elegant Beginnings at LeBlanc in Cancun and Cabo?
Yeah, definitely. So LeBlanc is pretty much known for, you know, classic elegance. It's very luxurious, but it's not over the top. It's very clean, like I said, very modern. So we wanted to make sure that the destinations kind of led with the inspiration for each one. So because the dominant colors that we work with right now are white and neutral tones with a hint of metallic in both locations, we just wanted to make sure that we went that route. And of course, adding a little bit of glitz and glam throughout because, you know, after all, you know, LeBlanc is known for that high-end luxury glitz and glam feel. But, you know, for example, at the Los Cabos location, because it is the desert, we wanted to really incorporate a lot of, like, woods and white wooden arches and things like that and things that are very typical of what you'll find in the desert region. And then, of course, in Cancun, we wanted to make sure that we went with things that are very more on the tropical end, since Cancun is actually Mexican Caribbean. So we went with a lot of seasonal blooms, antique benches, but at the same time giving you that inspiration of like a chic beachy feel, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So when people have the wedding at Palace, they get a wedding coordinator, correct?
Absolutely. They get assigned them a wedding planner, and that wedding planner pretty much helps from every step of the way, from the moment that, you know, you've inquired about the different collections, picked a date and things like that. And that wedding planner is with you throughout every single process and helps, you know, kind of simplify so many things that we handle on property, from florals to decor to rentals to music to photography. I mean, you name it, and that wedding planner is your go-to until that moment when you're walking down the aisle.
Right. Have you noticed that a lot more weddings have been booked for next year, or is it just too soon to tell?
You know, we've seen a really big increase. We had a lot of rebookings that are going to take place for next year, but we've also had a lot of new bookings. And believe it or not, during the pandemic, we saw a couple of elopements as well, just because, you know, these brides had to, you know, cancel their big weddings, whether it was in the States or, and, you know, because of COVID, you know, it was discouraged to host these big, large events. And a lot in some cities, you know, specifically Miami and New York, and, you know, some of the major cities were actually restricted to the mm-hmm. amount of people you could have at group events. So, you know, vendors were prohibited from, you know, offering their services and things like that. So a lot of couples said, you know what, like, let's just, we want to get married this year and we don't want COVID to stop us, and let's just elope. And so we just did a beautiful elopement in Los Cabos with, she is an NFL reporter, MJ Acosta, and she, you know, she had a big wedding planned in Miami with her family and her fiance. And, you know, they just wanted to be married and not allow COVID to interrupt their plans for this year. And they just eloped, just the two of them, over to LeBlanc and Los Cabos. And it was absolutely beautiful. And she was able to, you know, technology is a wonderful thing. And she had, you know, about 50 people on that Zoom that probably would have been there in person. And, you know, they were able to be a part of that moment without actually, you know, having to stop that moment from happening this year because of these circumstances that nobody really obviously saw coming, you know?
Right. And that was the other thing I was just thinking about, all of the virtual weddings this year. So too soon to know how long they'll continue to do them. But at least we know that that's a possibility. So as we go into the new year, if people do the same thing, they could at least invite their family to be a part of it in some way.
Absolutely. And destination weddings are, you know, they're very popular. They're a lot of fun just because you get to spend so much time with family over the course of a few days instead of just, you know, one day, a few hours. But, you know, at the same time, destination weddings are a commitment for your guests. And so a lot of the times, you know, sometimes the elderly can't make it, or just, you know, for whatever reasons, people can't make it. And so the technology has always been there. It's always been something that we offer. And it's really exciting because there's no reason why anybody that is important to you that wanted to be a part of your special day cannot, because the technology that we have in place just allows for people to be there and kind of stream in from all over the world, you know? So, but we've definitely
right.
seen an increase in that this year, you know, due to COVID.
Yeah, I honestly never even thought that that was an option for couples, but obviously it came to the surface even more this year. So that's really good to know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let me ask you this here. So with everything that is still going on, can you just briefly share some of the measures that Palace has put in place for health and safety of guests, whether they're at a wedding or there for vacation?
Absolutely. So, you know, obviously guests returning to our hotels during such a strange moment in time is really just trust and how comfortable they feel traveling. So we knew that we had to not just step it up, because we've always had these insane cleanliness procedures in place, and we've always taken that part, you know, to the 10th degree. But here we had to really, really step it up even more when it came to, you know, helping limit the spread of the virus. And in order to do that, we've upped our game. And that means that from the moment you land in the airport and you get picked up from your transportation, I mean, we are doing everything we possibly can to avoid the spread of germs, period. And that means that your luggage, your shoes, everything is sanitized before you even get in that transportation. Once you arrive to the hotel and you get to the lobby, you're going to be greeted by our concierge, and they immediately will be taking temperature for everybody. We have guests fill out a bill of health. That means that they are certifying that they are in good health and that they are COVID and symptom free. We're also re-sanitizing all their luggage there. We've revamped all the filters to meet the regulations of the government regulations for sanitary. All of our employees are mandatory wearing masks all the time. We have removed all the buffets from restaurants. We've pretty much made everything seamless in terms of touchless menus. I mean, you can pretty much arrive at any restaurant. You're going to be able to order from our app. The Palace Resorts app is going to be your best friend when you get to any of our resorts, because you can order room service from there. You can book a spa appointment from there. You can look at the menu at the Lebanese restaurant. You can book a reservation. So it's really just like a one-stop shop, and it's eliminating, you know, paper menus, which also really helps the environment at the same time. So we've eliminated that completely, which is great. And then at the same time, it's also minimizing the contact with people if you don't feel comfortable with, you know, going in person to book your spa appointment, or, you know, if you wanted to order room service and things like that. Everything now is completely done electronically, and it's a great avenue for us to really explore, and it makes it seamless for guests, because once they're there, they can do everything that they need to do. They can even book tours, offsite excursions through the Palace Resorts app. So it's really a great thing.
You know, since you mentioned tours, let me just ask you a question. So Palace has their own tours that people can do. I just want to make sure that everybody that wants to go off somewhere, whether they want to go to Tulum or whatever excursion, they could basically do everything at a Palace resort, and Palace is in charge, and they're not sending them off to third-party providers, right?
Exactly. So what we have the Palace Vacation Planner's desk. So when you arrive, you know, you can sit down at the Palace Vacation Planner's desk, and we work with local tour operators. We are not the operators of the tours. We work with local tour operators in the region, but you book everything through us. So we take care of everything, whether it's, you know, you want to do a day trip to Chichen Itza and go see, you know, one of the seven wonders of the world, or if you want to spend the day in Tulum and visit some ancient Mayan ruins, maybe do some snorkeling in a cenote and things like that. Everything we offer, you can book directly through your Palace Vacation Planner. And also you can book it directly through the app as well.
Right. And you know that all of those tour companies have followed everything they need to follow for safety and health.
Absolutely. 100%. We only work with very reputable local tour operators.
Right, and that's just so important.
Absolutely.
So I just want to let our listeners know that we will include the link for everything Ceci is mentioning, and that will be in the post also when it's published. So, Ceci, I just want to also ask you, is there anything new you'd like to share, any new programs coming up, any promotions on your radar?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, we've really upped the ante when it comes to offering a lot of, like, the options that we have for brides when it comes to planning the ideal destination wedding. So we've added really unique things like donut walls. We are incorporating a lot of the local cuisine into, because we want it to be as authentic as possible. So that means that, you know, you can also incorporate an ice cream cart, a churro cart, which is, you know, very customary in Mexico, or a Yucatecan crepe cart, which also offers a variety of sweets. And, you know, what's more popular in Mexico than Mexican street corn? And so we have that as well. And then, you know, in case you wanted to do like a tequila station, we have tequila and mezcal tastings, which is really popular because people want to have that authentic Mexican experience when they are at the resorts. So, you know, we pretty much have something for everyone. It doesn't matter what the budget is. We have a lot of complimentary options, but we have a lot of options that allow brides to customize the things that they're looking for. And the prices vary, and we work with the budget. At the end of the day, we just want to make sure that everything meets the couple's needs and their tastes, and we work with them to make that happen regardless of whatever their budget is.
And that sounds fun. It really does, to be able to do all that, the street corn and the tequila. So thanks for sharing all that, Tessie. Are there any other offers that are coming out? I believe there's something that's good through next year.
Yeah, so we've always offered the Enjoy Free Wedding Essentials. So you earn basically $20 per room per night in wedding credit.
Okay.
So, you know, that actually really helps, you know, the bride and the groom when it comes to those extras that you kind of want to add at the end, but you're not really sure if you can fit them into the budget and things like that. And that just really helps encourage, you know, the bookings that the resorts would have their guests come and stay with us, because for every room also they're getting credit, and that credit can be used towards wedding essentials, like, you know, upgrading the wedding cake. Maybe they want a really over the top floral arrangement. Maybe they want to do some upgraded audio visuals, lighting and things like that. And so that promotion really allows the bride to get some extra, you know, upgraded wedding essentials and not having to take it out of the original budget.
Right. That's a good plan. And we'll include that information as well on our follow-up post. So let's wrap this up with a few rapid fire questions. I like to do this at the end just to have a little fun. So,
yes.
And this is all about you now. So window or aisle seat?
Oh, before that poor woman got ripped out of the window, I was a window seat gal. So if I'm sitting in the front of the plane, I will still take the window seat. But these days I'm more a fan of the aisle. The aisle gives you easy access to the bathroom and you don't have to jump over people. So right now I would say aisle.
Yep. I'm with you on that. Easy to get in and easy to get out. Name one thing on your bucket list. Is there a place you want to go that you haven't been, or
something
you'd like to have?
Africa, South Africa was on my honeymoon list this year, and my honeymoon was canceled due to COVID. So that is still on my bucket list. Kenya, for sure.
That sounds like fun. That one is on my list. Hopefully one of these days I'll get
there.
And so the last one is, what do you do to relax?
Exercise. Believe it or not, nothing relaxes me like a good workout. Clears my mind, eases my anxiety, and really just helps me set the tone for the rest of my day.
I need to do more of that, so thanks for that.
Yeah.
So, Tessie, thank you so much for doing this. We really appreciate it, and we'll be sure to get this out. This was definitely all mostly focused on weddings, but the next time we get together, we will pick another topic and explore that further.
Absolutely.
So until then, thank you. And
thank you.
To our listeners, thank you for listening. If you have any questions about Palace Resorts, be sure to put them in the comments. So this is Donna, and I'm just signing off for today. Have a great night.